In the question 5, so which one is most difficult question from the 5? Also, this is question, yeah. I think you don't need to think again, yeah? You just say immediately, no? You don't need to think again. You already have gone through, yeah? So which one? Are all same? Oh, the surprise. Nobody saying anything. Huh? Okay, that's it. Huh? Yeah, Jeffrey Group. Yeah. Question 5. Yeah. We stand and explain.
Hello, hello. Question 5, very slack on my answer. No, because my group was so excited with the tea break. So we got quick. And the question is straightforward. It's like, no ignorance, how can go to psychic existence? Just like saying, how to attain Buddhahood without bodhicitta? No, it's saying that, of course, it's necessary for the course. The question is, in order to take rebirth in psychic existence, is it necessary for one to have ignorance that is part of childhood of depending, interdependent arising? Of course, it's yes, because ignorance is a cause, affliction is a root of cause for the existence of childhood. Yeah, then the straightforward answer is yes. Then someone, well, this Calvin very good, do a lot of homework. Okay, he give us questions, but the question says, so if question asks, how do superior beings like bodhisattvas, how do they, if they are born in psychic existence, are they affected by ignorance? Okay, so answer is no, because superiors do not accumulate fresh karma or future rebirth in psychic existence. However, they still take rebirth in psychic existence due to the power of former karma and affliction. Okay, so Buddha and bodhisattvas on the higher ground take rebirth due to compassions, not due to karma and afflictions. Therefore, they are not considered being reborn in psychic existence. So bodhisattvas and Buddhas are not affected by karma. Okay, not affected by they can control, and we are not. For us, we are uncontrolled. Okay. Ken? This is a slack answer, sorry.
Okay. Mister. You stand there for 1 hour. Yeah.
You mean after your picnic?
That's the punishment. Chimo group, whether you agree with what Jeffrey said? You accepting what Jeffrey said or not? Yes or no? Just say very simple. Okay, you go together and stand there. Student group, you what they said, you probably you heard, you accepting what they said? Huh? The first thing, first question is accepting according to the question number 5. Okay. But some part you accept. He have 2 parts, yeah? His answer have 2 parts. First part, you accepting or not? Okay, go together. Okay, then speaking group. A speaking group, Sandra there. Your group there. So what Jeffrey said, you accept? Go together. Yeah, you can sit on the chair there. One is your distant, let's sit in behind. Okay, now. You are leader, so you stand. Yeah. So, yeah, then, fraction group. What the Japanese said. Okay. Commando, yeah. Jeffrey, you have many supporters, no?
Got no man.
So which group don't have? Yeah, Cicera group. What Jeffrey said, you accepting or not? Huh? Okay. Then, okay, you stand and sit there. Stand. Yeah. Kokshin group. Faster. You accept me?
Majority, yeah.
Do you not know that I say so much I don't
know? No, you say a lot, no?
Yeah. So next one is Benny group. Whether what Jeffrey said, you accept him? That size, that's the size, no. Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Go there.
We all sit down, you'll stand up a bit. Oh, stand. Does one necessary need to take reverb in cyclic distance? It's not meant to. We are not meant to stand. See, must you go over there? So, does yes. Yeah. So one does not to take reverb in cyclic distance. One does not necessarily need to possess the ignorance of the 12th link. That's my statement. Oh, why? They never ask.
Why?
So.
Why?
So Leon, you yourself said, right? Superior Bodhisattvas take rebirth in cyclic existence. Nevertheless, superior bodhisattvas take rebirth in cyclic existence not under the control of karma and affliction, right? Yes? I'm asking you, yes?
Yes.
Therefore?
But can Buddha say first question? He never referred to second question.
So the question is, does one, in order to take rebirth in cyclic existence, does one necessarily possess the ignorance of a 12th link? So the answer is no. Not necessarily.
The question is not necessary. The question is, we are necessary.
Huh? Wow, so far away.
The questions don't have word necessary.
Does one need to possess? So I say, does one not need to possess the ignorance as part of a 12th link in order to take rebirth in cyclic existence? Give an example, okay? I'm using that your example that you mentioned earlier on, that the superior bodhisattvas do not need to take, they take rebirth in cyclic existence willingly, wholeheartedly, what else? Courageously, lovingly, compassionately, not under the control of karma and afflictions. Yes? I added the adjectives before, but the result is what you said, right? Yes? So therefore, the answer is one does not, to take rebirth in cyclic existence, one does not need to possess the ignorance of the 12 links.
That's why I'm confused.
But don't they have the predispositions for ignorance still in their mental continuum, even those who have achieved the path of seeing?
What about the superior bodhisattvas on the 8th, 9th, and 10th ground? Are they out of cyclic existence? Do they still possess ignorance in their mental continuum?
Are they Buddhas?
They are not, but do they have ignorance at all? Have they removed ignorance completely? Huh? Who say that? Hey, you're my group, you know.
No.
So you say they still possess ignorance, the superior bodhisattvas in 8, 9, 10 grounds.
You're debating who?
Yes, you say that?
Debating with
your group. They want me to redirect my... Superior bodhisattvas on the 8, 9, 10 ground, do they possess ignorance or not? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. So, but did they take rebirth in cyclic existence willingly and wholeheartedly?
They take rebirth in the
yes
cyclic
or
existence.
No,
yes or no, is it?
Okay. Yes or no.
They manifest.
Do they take rebirth?
They manifest rebirth in cyclic existence.
Do they take rebirth?
No, they do not.
In flesh? No, in flesh and blood?
No.
They don't take rebirth?
No.
No?
No.
Then the superior recipe is what?
No problem. They can always manifest.
Manifest as what? A human being, for example?
Yeah.
So are they born from the womb?
They manifest being born from the womb.
So is that taking rebirth in the womb?
They manifest being born in the womb.
So that means
they are not reborn in the womb.
So that means they do not, they are not...
Buddha came out of the mother's armpit, I heard.
Huh? Oh, is it? It was...
What is the definition of rebirth according to the 12 link? Or according to rebirth, yeah. What is definition of rebirth? Let's say rebirth in the womb.
Is to take on the contaminated, appropriated aggregates.
Is it necessary? That's the case.
Yeah. Luckily, I'm sitting on the floor.
Go back to your own place. Yeah.
Okay.
Almost what Tita Binzai is so hard. Go back to your own place.
It's very clear in the text that even for those who have realized selflessness directly, there are some who still take rebirth under the control of their karma and afflictions.
Did six up you?
So left hand side page.
You? Did you saw that? The six who is sitting on the chair. Did you saw that? What do you say? No, what they say? 다모고선 다 다명어선도 떠나양스
The text says that even those who have realized selflessness directly, there still are some of them who take rebirth in cyclic existence under the power of their karma and afflictions. I think it's the left hand side page. I'm trying to find the page.
Okay, that is several options. That is Karela Gyorosina. Tanda, Tamangosum the Tonsa to Gala, Papa Chabare, Papa Kansa Chabare, Kazan Shubanashi, Papa Kansa in Dugala, Kutende Alasunashi, Maripa Yomares, Kazan, Lapoyashi, Kazana, Tamangosum the Tonsa to Gala, Penjigle, Sordo Sagamares, Misova Jinze Karezana, Penjigle, Sordo Sogaki, Maripa Yomares, Kazan Tendishurva.
So I remember those who have realized selflessness directly become superior beings, yeah. Superiors, yeah. And it's better to say that superiors do not, anyway, superiors do not accumulate fresh projecting karma, right? Why? No afflictions? They still have afflictions, right? Everything is still there.
I think you forgot, huh? I did mention before.
Anyway, it's clear in the text that even those who have realized selflessness directly, while they do take rebirth in cyclic existence due to karma and afflictions, but yet they do not accumulate fresh projecting karma. So why do the superiors not accumulate fresh projecting karma? You would have to say that because they do not have the ignorance that is from the 12 links.
Marikpa yore besana marikpa yore esiko esi. Ta tende ala chungi nansi marikpa di tamengosum tonsa di yore besana yomare esiko esi.
So you have to say that the superiors have ignorance. I mean, those superiors who have not eradicated ignorance, they have ignorance, but they do not have the ignorance that is of the 12 links of dependent arising.
And you
would have to basically end up saying that because they don't have the ignorance of the 12 links of dependent arising, therefore they do not accumulate fresh projecting karma. So that's the essence of the question. You have to answer, you have to say that basically in order to take rebirth in cyclic existence, you do not need to have the ignorance that is of the 12 links of dependent arising.
Earlier on, you mentioned about no ignorance. I used the word no afflictions.
Because in Lam Rim Chenmo, page 323, it mentions about our hearts have immeasurable projecting karma accumulated when they were ordinary beings, but are free of cyclic existence because they have no afflictions. It doesn't say ignorance. Is it ignorance? It's part of afflictions. That was in Lam Rim Chenmo 323.
Ignorance is the root of all afflictions. No?
Yeah, I know. It said because our hearts, they don't have afflictions. So they are free of sacred assistance.
I'm sorry, different.
I didn't get what she said.
I also didn't get.
Maybe you can read this part. No, in Lam Rim, page 323, it mentions about our hearts who have immeasurable projecting karma accumulated when they were ordinary beings, yeah, but are free of cyclic existence because they have no afflictions. That means ignorance is part of it, isn't it?
You're talking about the arhat, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, arhat is okay. Yeah?
No, just now, when you ask the question, my answer is because they have no afflictions. Then you say they have also
some
arhat afflictions.
Arhat is necessarily a superior, but not all superiors are necessarily arhats.
Okay.
Yeah, not same. Yeah, when you say arhat, superior, not same. Yeah. When talk about the arhat, of course they don't have any affliction, no ignorance, nothing there. Yeah.
No, I just want to clarify because we understand the question from the sense that you know, if you are a person were to be reborn in cyclic existence, to be reborn in cyclic existence, this person must have created a karma previously. So we were thinking, you are asking the question with regards to in these 12 side links of this karma that was actually created before the person was a superior being. He has this remnant karma. So that was from the previous
ignorance.
So that's when we are where we are coming from. We are not talking about, you know, I mean, we didn't understand the question to be to say that at the moment when you already do not have you already have a realization of emptiness, do you create new karma? We were not thinking from that perspective. I think we were thinking in terms of like psychic existence in general, you know, to you will need ignorance of the traveling. Right? That's what how we understand the question to be. That's why we end up saying that. I'm not saying that the person at the moment realizes emptiness already. Then, of course, I would say that we do not project new karma, new projecting karma. That one fair, because that's what stated.
So
yeah, we understand it the other way around. Because
I need to think my question deeply again.
Yeah. So you can argue about the question. Because if you are talking about in general, let's say we are talking about in general, if we interpret the question to be, then what would be the answer? Instead of that from that perspective. You all get what my question is?
Because my English is not perfect,
right?
So it's very difficult to...
Okay, now our English is English, also not that great also. So we also interpret the question wrongly. So, but I mean, I think the reason why we end up saying that is because of that reason. So if it's in general, yeah, for that cycle to be born as a cycle assistant,
then
it's part of the traveling.
Maybe translator going to translate.
I don't know how to make clearer.
No, let's say assuming, okay, we have misinterpreted the question, that's fine. But what happened if the question we interpret?
That's ignorance.
What would it be? Yeah.
That's ignorance.
No, let's say, for example, that, you know, in general, to be reborn as a sacred assistant, even for a person who has realized emptiness, to be reborn as a sacred assistant, there was a previous ignorance that he had before he realizes emptiness. That's why it causes that traveling, right?
Yeah.
So wouldn't past creation of karma due to past ignorance, right? So wouldn't
the karma is still there, but the affliction is past.
Yeah, correct. But I mean, but it is linked in the sense that it is a traveling, right? So.
Okay.
can hang on to the mic. I'm sure there will be someone who is willing to take it up.
Does not need to
I think the reason is that, you know, then you'll be kind of strange to say that, you know, cycle existence, which is a true suffering, is not caused by a true origin. If you don't say that it comes from...
Even those who take rebirth by power of prayers, I mean, they can only control where they go, but still they have to take rebirth. They have no choice to be in samsara, right? Which is definitely a result of past ignorance, right?
That's
the
something,
point I'm trying to say, right? Doesn't matter whether they can control the rebirth or not, still is samsara. Basically, that's what you're saying.
Kind of. Unless you have control, then you are actually manifesting in the sense, right? I mean, like Buddhas don't have karma, then you just manifest. But
Buddhas
you
don't
say
don't
call,
rebirth,
you don't
right?
call it rebirth, right?
Buddhas don't take rebirth.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Rinpoche, can I ask a little bit? Just now you gave the answer for you're saying that don't have the superior beings do not have the ignorance of the 12 links. Therefore, they don't accumulate fresh projecting karma. And relating to coming back to, I mean, the stream enterer and the once returner. So when you are saying that they don't have the ignorance of the 12 links, what ignorance would they... They still have the ignorance of 12 rings, won't they? I don't quite understand that. I mean, the ignorance of 12 rings are the core ignorance. When say don't have the ignorance of the 12 rings, superior beings do not have the ignorance of the 12 rings. By itself, I don't quite understand. What other ignorance would that be apart from the 12 link ignorance?
Good. Less ignorant.
Less ignorance. Yeah, fine. It's not as strong. That's why there is the karma is weakened then. But still... The ignorance, other ignorance that we know of, and is there anything other than that? You know, that's one.
So I've said quite clearly that ignorance is the view of the transitory collection, right? And the view of the transitory collection is basically apprehending the I in one's own continuum to be self-sufficient, substantially existent. So that is ignorance, right? In order to be the ignorance that is of the 12 links of the pendant arising, it is not sufficient for it just to be ignorance, but it has to be an ignorance that has the power to accumulate a projecting karma in cyclic existence. So in order to be an ignorance of the 12 links, it's not just sufficient for it to be ignorance, but it has to be an ignorance that has the power, the strength, the power behind it, to cause accumulation of projecting karma.
So
So when the antidote, the direct antidote to ignorance is the wisdom realizing selflessness. So when one realizes selflessness directly for the first time, that realization causes ignorance to be weakened. But ignorance is still not removed completely. Yeah.
독신이 세상다 마리바디 다 버리다 이게 다 다치면 고방 더 마텀나 다 말이 빵 터기야 말이 요하다 단대 다 파괴 주다 다 시시당 때문 안 마리바 다 건강 힘들기 하래 마리바 다 매바 차지 다 다치면 주고 고방 터면 누가라 다 마리바 자원이 매바 차지 어디네
So when the superior, when the person becomes a superior, yeah. When he or she sees the truth directly for the first time, ignorance is weakened, but he has not destroyed ignorance yet. Still, there is ignorance. Still, there is all anger, attachment. Everything is still there, but it's in weakened form. Yeah? They will only be destroyed completely when full destroyerhood is achieved.
So that's on the Marik Pass to capture.
So ignorance has a bigger boundary. The ignorance of the 12 links of dependent arising has a smaller boundary or smaller pervasion. In simple English, ignorance in general encompasses more stuff. Ignorance of the 12 links dependent arising is more specific. It encompasses something smaller.
Yeah.
Strong ignorance and weakened ignorance, that would be the basically the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, anything there? Rest are nothing much. I think probably you all have the answer. Yeah.
Karen Boucher, can we please clarify? This is for question number. Number two, where you asked us about the difference between the karma that is intention and the karma that is intended action. Can I just clarify whether there is a relationship between this classification with paths and actions and paths of action that was taught to us earlier on, or are they synonymous with one another? Just to confirm, karma that is intention and karma that is intended action, how does it relate to the earlier classification of karma that was presented to us before between actions and paths of actions?
It's clear it's not the same. Actions, they are intentions, and actions, they are intended actions.
What?
I mean, the word is sambele and sambele. Karma that is intention and karma that is intended actions. It sounds funny also. Because karma is action. But anyway, these two are necessarily in karma. I mean, they are karma, yeah. Whereas a path of action is not necessarily A path of action is not necessarily karma, yeah. Like covetousness.
So now one more. Yeah. Sujim group, you have the mic. So question number three.
Actually, Karen Pichet, that was the question I was going to ask you.
Not now. So then you have to explain the question number three.
Explain.
Yeah, what's your answer there after the discussion?
I think generally, you see, the thing is, in order to have either a human rebirth or a rebirth as a higher god or demigod, it seems that you do have to have accumulated karma that is virtuous. So generally you could say that there must be strong, virtuous projecting karma in order to be born in either of those higher states. But then, actually, the question that I wanted to ask you is that there has to be something that very strong that propels rebirth as a desire realm god, because you know, you could also be born human. So we kind of discussed and we thought that perhaps that it comes down to the practice of giving. That must have been very extensive, because in order to enjoy the enjoyments of a god realm, you must have karma of a similar type, which comes from wealth and you know, having abundance of many kinds of things, you know, all the pleasures. So it seems that the practice of giving must be great. But I think combined with that, that's my question, is there also a motivation? Some of us also discussed that. Motivation as well to be born, actually just to achieve a higher rebirth, you know. So it could be like a small capacity kind of aspiration to just achieve a higher rebirth. To not go into the lower realm, so practice giving and generosity, and therefore you achieve a god rebirth. But it's not necessarily from a Mahayana motivation. So actually that was my question. Whether in order to be just born as a god or demigod, you practice strong giving and also you have to practice strong ethics, but it's combined with a motivation for good future rebirths and not necessarily for the benefit of all beings or for the wish to be liberated.
The short, yeah. What is the difference? What makes different? So that's the question. Yeah. So you have any idea? This makes different.
Maybe the strong practice of generosity and ethics. Okay. I have the other part of the question.
Yeah, you got what she said? Yeah. Anybody have some idea? Agree what the group said? Or not agree? Yeah. Okay. Not agree, then you can. Yeah. First thing, when you debate, when you ask somebody, say why you are not agree, give some reason. And then after that, you explain, this is better view. Okay? Two things better.
So I practice strong cultivation of ethics and generosity. Very, very, very strong. All of them dedicated for the happiness of this life. How would that become a projecting karma for a human or even a god rebirth?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I disagree with your...
No, you're supposed to answer because you're supposed to debate.
Unless you say, I want to let other people the chance to debate.
Maybe this question is directed on the basis of what Geshe-la have shared, asked their time in class about what actually quantifies an action to be virtuous. If an action actually has a motivation to actually for benefit, for oneself's benefit in this life, right, can it be considered a virtue? I mean, in the context of what we are studying, can it be considered a virtue? Maybe it's a wholesome action that actually benefits other people, but the motivation is for the benefit of my present life. Is that considered virtue? Is it considered virtuous activity?
I bring all the clams around the stupa.
But the motivation is for the benefit of the present life. Is that considered virtuous or not? In the context...
So the clam is going to get a good rebirth or not?
But if the motivation is for... No, it will not. Because if the motivation is for... I mean, the qualm is that...
No need to do it. Waste time.
No. Because what I'm saying is the end of the day is the...
Hey, I'm not telling you. I'm telling him.
Yeah. To me, whether is that the determining factor, whether is the activity virtuous or not, it has to be. Otherwise, you can't differentiate between the wholesome actions that non-Buddhists or somebody who actually has intention to actually do the action for benefit of future lives. I mean, this is my... Yeah. Because in that context, I mean, when you talk about virtues, okay, I wouldn't necessarily refer it to an action, right, that actions that motivated of interest in, or this interest of this life only, right, cannot be considered as virtue. I mean, this is...
Make offerings to Buddha to get 4D becomes a cause of enlightenment or not?
Cannot be, yeah.
Whoa, then you contradict Lama Tsongkhapa, no? Let me find it. It's also a left-hand page on the top. I can't remember the page.
Shingi tula tepa karema dos. The mixed pitch. Shenla da kulung kukulis. The shingi tula tepa karema dos. The mixed pitch. Shingi tula tepa ina. Mixed da kulung menaya. Java saaji sungu tuwa lamrimala.
So in the lamrim, it's mentioned very clearly that any actions that is done in relation to the very powerful objects like the merit field are exceptions. Regardless of the motivation, they are virtuous.
This is clear if you didn't forget in the beginning part. Huh? Lamrim somewhere there, yeah? Tokshini, that tanda tira, that tanda kanshita. So, that tanda yi, pena mirikya wa penjegi le, sayadang charikya wa penjegi le, nila ta, ta chabar yogoro.
But there has to be a difference between those two projecting karma, right? I mean, one end up as a lung, one end up as a sin.
That in the end, that the young churching man, when a milk jar pinching is let down, the better jar pinching is let you will let city shabby. You will let my city on the summer tongue, you will let secure it. Cut on the machine.
But these two karmas are also variable karma, right? They are variable karma, right? Variable.
The mirikya wa penjigi le sache namsang namigi tu mirikya wa lepe chaba mitwa.
So it doesn't mean that, you know, the karma that is accumulated, no, will automatically become ripen, you know, in the form of a rebirth as a human being, you know.
로그드미도.
Yes or no? What do you think? Variable or not?
냐파르트 미르캬 펜제기 레지 사차도 가나니 냐파르트 미 나미기 되고디 펜거레 말해.
So when you after you have accumulated the karma to be born, after you accumulated the projecting karma to be born as a human being, then do you necessarily have to experience the result of that karma on the basis of a human body? Yes or no? Variable karma. The answer would have to be?
No. What do you think? The answer have to be yes or no? Huh? Why? Not only like that, but why? Before you shake the head, you must know something behind.
So it can be experienced as in the on the basis of a lower realm rebirth as a dog. So karma is not certain. Don't we all say that karma is certain? You will not experience the result of something that you did not do, but you will definitely experience the result of something that the result the something that you do will not disappear on its own accord, right? Oh, then how? Karma not certain anymore, yeah. Do good but get bad. So the karma to be born as a human being and the karma to be born as a desire realm god, these karmas are of the two, variable and invariable. They are considered to be variable karma. So they are termed as variable karma. They're called variable karma. But why is it? In what way are they variable? So that's why I have to think more. Yeah, is there an internal contradiction between in a variable karma and the first general characteristic of karma? Karma is certain. Is there a contradiction or not? So you see, the more you think, then the more questions you have, then over time it becomes very clearer and clearer your understanding. So therefore, it's very important to have many questions. No? It is not important at all whether the answer is yes or no. That is not really important.
The question is important, okay? Answer is not important. Yeah. Most of people just listening, what is the answer? I just want the final answer. So I don't think that's the best way to learn. Best way to learn is must have question. More the question, more the you are intelligent. No question, less intelligent. Okay? Okay, that's it. Put some effort, read, think, okay? In this way, hopefully we learn more. All right? Thank you.
Okay, so dedication prayers. Give all the new,